This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consider with me for a moment, if you would, bacon. Or more accurately, the way pretty much all bacon is packaged. Those nice, tidy-looking slices all lined up so you can see how lean it's going to be. But then you get it home, you get ready to put it in the pan, and although you already knew it in your heart of hearts, you realize how fatty bacon actually is. That creative packaging is the subject of a new piece on Bloomberg by Paul Lucas. It is headlined, Why Supermarket Bacon Hides Its Glorious Fat. Paul, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
The gist I get from this piece is that the bacon industry is lying to the consumers of America when they just show us those leading edges of the bacon slices.
I think that's a little harsh to say that they're lying. I think they are presenting the product in the best light.
Yes.
I actually think that package format, which is called a shingle pack, is kind of ingeniously deceptive, if you want to call it that way.
So okay, go with ingeniously deceptive, I'll use another. Go ahead.
I think it's remarkably clever that they figured out, and they figured it out a long time ago, something like 65 years ago, that if you just show the leading edge of each slice and don't show the total top or bottom of any slice, you present the illusion of the bacon being much leaner. And the thing is, who exactly is being deceived? Who does know?
Exactly.
Who does not know that bacon is fatty? I mean, it's not only an essential aspect of bacon, and we want it to be fatty.
Exactly.
That's what makes it taste so good, or at least that's part of why.
Right. So you flip that package over, though, and there's a little window on the back where you see the dark underbelly, if you'll pardon the pun.
Dark underbelly,
right?
Yeah.
Right. That's where the fat is. But that little window right there, I mean, that's legislated. That has to be there.
Yeah, the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which regulates bacon and other meat products, they came up with that regulation in the early 1970s. It was enacted in 1972, went into effect in 1973, and it mandates that a, quote, representative slice, unquote, be visible as part of the package. It doesn't say it has to be on the back, but that's where most bacon manufacturers put it, unsurprisingly. It's basically a truth in packaging maneuver there.
Talk to me for a second about, I guess in your piece, it's called the backing board, but it's called the L board in practice. And it's that sort of thing that folds over the top and sort of holds the bacon, if you will.
Yeah, the sliced pieces of bacon, or the shingled slices, as it's called in the industry, they are put on this little piece of paperboard, and it has a perforation and a hinge that has a flap. And so the top flap covers the top slice of bacon, so you can't see all the fat there. And that flap also has all the branding information,
right,
you know, the manufacturer's name and logo and so on. It also has a die-cut window on the back, and that's where you can see the bottom slice on the back of the package.
Was it Oscar Mayer or Smithfield? I mean, who came up with this, the shingle packaging and all that stuff?
The problem with a story like this is, as I discovered as I was trying to report it, there aren't many people alive who were around when the shingle pack was invented. And surprise, surprise, it's not the kind of thing that was well documented. So you call these companies, whether it's Oscar Mayer or Hormel or whoever, and you get these old timers who vaguely remember talking to other old timers back when they started. And it's not clear exactly who came up with the shingle pack itself, but if you look at old print ads,
right,
for bacon in magazines in the 1950s, you can see lots of brands were using something like the shingle pack. But back then, they didn't have to have the window on the back.
Paul Lucas, it's a piece on Bloomberg.com. It is called Why Supermarket Bacon Hides Its Glorious Fat. It is a fascinating little piece. Paul, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.